Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, and we begin with a rousing.
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
Beit Shammai Omri, Mevi'im Shelamim Ve'in Somchim Aleihem Avalo Olot. So Beit Shammai says when it comes to Yontif, we had this sugya, of course, in the Gemara before and also in the Mishnah and Beitza, which Tosfos says is the main place of the sugya. We're only bringing it here because of the dinim of Chagiga and Riyah. But the Iker question is to the relationship to Yontif is really a Beitza sugya. But in any event, Beit Shammai says that we bring Shlomim. Now Rashi learns that it means we bring Shlomim excluding the Korban Chagiga. Very fascinating. His mokers, the Yerushalmi, is who we're going to see. The other Rishonim argue what's not communion between a Chagiga and the other Shlomim. The question of over here is that an oila is not considered to be a tzarech of head yet, therefore it's not derech yontif. But a shlomim is because the yochid eats form from it. So what's the difference if it's chagiga shlomim or any other shlomim? It's still roi for achilas yochid. Okay, but in the Yerushalmi, what Maisus Tosfos himself brings, it's clear that somehow or other it defines chagiga as well, and it's because it's kavua lehem zman. Since it's kavua lehem zman, tanis beit shamai, that it's really a function of gavoa for which the yochid has a right to eat from it. But beikar we view it as a yontif korban. And therefore, it's more tzerach gavaya than tzerach edyet, and we don't bring it. But other shlomim we bring. However, we don't do smicha, because as we saw, if lamaisa, it's also, if smicha is b'kol karkon, it's also to be semech, to be mishtamish with the bal chai on yontif, then the smicha would best be done, as the Gemara in Beitza came out in the end, that if you hold that you don't need tekef, the smicha shrita, you can do smicha the day before. So what do you have to do? You have to do smicha the day before. And you do the actual shrita on the day of yontif. But certainly not eilois of any kind, because that's not a tzerech achila of the head yet. Beti le'olamim, maybe im shlamim va'olot. You can bring shlamim and the eilois that cannot be brought after yontif, which is that's the chatchilah, that's supposed to be brought after yontif, which is the olas riyah. So that's also considered to be tzerech tzad. This is the Beis Hillel shita. As long as it's tzerech tzad, they hold of mitech. So you bring it on yontif, and not only that, for some chimalayim, because since smicha has to be right near the shita, take it for smicha shita, and it's only after all an issur d'rabbanan. So we're saying Mechalayim. Atzeret, Shechal Liyos Be'erev Shabbat. So what happens now if I can't do the Shechita the next day? The next day is also going to be Yosser. Because here, today's Yontif. Shammai is saying, I can't bring it on Yontif. I can't bring it on Yontif, so I bring it tomorrow. No, okay, I bring it tomorrow. How about if I can't bring it tomorrow either? Tomorrow now is Shabbos. Nonetheless, Be'Shammai Omrim, Yom Tovach Shalom Achra Shabbos. The day that we're kaveya for Shechita is Sunday. So it's actually 2 days after the Yom Tov. Interesting situation. Beis Hillel Omrim. En Yom Tovach Achra Shabbos. We'll see the Lashon that the Gemara quotes later in the Mishnah. En Lo Yom Tovach. There's no such thing as a Yom Tovach. That's Miyuchet. Umodim. She'im Chala Liyot B'Shabbat. Of course, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made it. If Shavuos comes out mamish on Shabbos, so then, of course, the Yom Tovach is Achra Shabbos. Of course, Beis Hillel is also made that these korbanos are not deicha yontif, Shabbos. They're only deicha yontif. It's certainly not deicha Shabbos. It doesn't say over here the combination of a korban tzibah that's b'maya day we don't have. Nonetheless, you should know that ein kohen gadol mitlabesh Bekelim. So here it is, Bekelav, Stug Yersos. Rashi's pshat in this is not Bekelav, but Bekelim. Kohen Gadol is not Mitlabesh in his beauty. Kohen Gadol had very special begotten, as we saw in Yuma, besides for Aveda. We walk around begotten that were worth $3 million just for there was competition, how beautiful the mothers used to make special begotten. So Rashi is not talking about Bishas Aveda. Obviously, if he's going to do Aveda, so then of course he has to wear his begadim. But it means he doesn't walk around at home, doesn't walk around in the market, doesn't walk around in public, dressed up in his very special begadim, because he does not want to give any credence to the tzedukim. Tzedukim learned that mimochorat haShabbat is a definition of Shabbat Bereshit, in which case Shavuos will always come out on mimochorat haShabbat, so it's going to be a Sunday. Here, because of the fact that Lamaisa this year, we're going to be acting as if it's Sunday, even though it isn't Sunday. It's really Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, but the Yom Tovach is, depending on who you hold up, the cases. So they're still going to say, ha, you see, they're also made a deep down, they know that it's supposed to be Mamochorat HaShabbat. In order not to give credence to that, so the Kohen Gadol should be careful not to make it appear as if it's a Yom Tov. Not only that, that's a Rashi learns. Tosfos learns because he's mamish. That it means that it used to be the Kohen that normally Kohen Gadol is marked with bedavki. She comes in, the Shemini Begadim to do Avodah as part, even though he's not mechuyev necessarily to Avodah today, but he would make a point of doing Avodah. That's a covet. And of course, if he does Avodah, he has to wear Shemini Begadim. Today, he didn't make that point. There shouldn't be that same formality and specialness of this day as it would be on a Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov, even though it's Yom Tovah. And not only that, the people in general are mutar be'esbet v'tainis, usually, either because it's Yisrochar, tainis the Tiferes Yisrael, or whenever it's coming out, even if it isn't Yisrochar, because it was Erev Shabbos on the Yom Tov, because Achra Shabbos is the Beit Shammai. On any day that a person brings karbonas, and it's miyuchat, for here it's miyuchat, everybody's bringing the karbonas, the din is that it's also behesped v'tainis. Today, bedavka, they were matir hesped v'tainis. In order for the tzedukim not to have any basis to say that we agree with their false drosha of mimochorat haShabbat.
The work is
See, that, we'll see, right? We're a little bit, let's just wait a couple of paragraphs till we get to that issue. The pashtus, especially the correct girsa in the Mishnah, thank you so much, correct girsa in the Mishnah is Basil Oimrim, Ein Lo Yom Tavolach. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. That means Bechlal, apparently. So what is that supposed to mean? Then we'll be Medayik what you were just Medayik in the language. But let's wait a little bit. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi. The shchita, it means shchita of the karbonis that you couldn't bring on Yom Tov, which is both oilas and shlomim, oilas or chagiga, libet rashi's pshat in Beit Shammai, or just oilas ria in Beis Hillel, right? I mean, oilas ria, according to those who learn that shlomim, it's possible to bring. Or, if it comes out on Shabbos, so then anything, oilas and shlomim, I'll leave it above Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, whatever, as the case may be. Omer Rabbi Elazar Omer Boshai. Now this was read, this was learned now outside of the context of the Mishnah. So, we're sitting down at the base of Medrash, and we're hearing the halacha, minayin la'atzeret she'esha tashlumi kol shiva. How do we know that there is a din of tashlumi? Now we're raising the issue of tashlumi that Rabbi Yaakov just mentioned. In other words, somebody who didn't bring his karbonas on Shavuos has an entire week to continue to bring his korbanos. Shenema, the Torah compares b'chag ha-matzot, b'chag ha-shavuot, b'chag ha-sukkot. In which case, we're saying all of the shalosh regalim are mukashim, are compared one to the other. So makish chag ha-shavuot, b'chag ha-matzot. Just like chag ha-matzot, yesh ha-tashlum in koshiva, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, it's a din of tashlum in all 7 days. Somebody didn't have a chance to bring his chagiga or his ria. He brings it at any point. So too, if we put it together, it must be that chag ha-shavuot has also the same structure. And yesh lo tashlumin koshiva. Ask the Gemara, well, once you're already being makishit, why not be makishit to chag ha-sukkot, right? Makishit chag ha-sukkot also then. So you say, mak chag ha-sukkot yesh ha-tashlumin koshmeina. Remember, we proved earlier in the Masechta, and actually, there's a din even including Shmini Atzeres and Tashlumin. So maybe Chag HaShavuot should have Tashlumin for 8 days. No, what do you mean? I mean, Chag HaSukkot is not the same as Shmini Atzeres. Shmini is a regal b'fnei atzmo, isn't it? No. Remember, we said, I mean, the Amri Shmini regal b'fnei atzmo. When do we say that Shmini is a regal b'fnei atzmo? That's only for people with ADD. Hanimili le'inyan bizarre kashif. It's only if you can't concentrate, right? So bizarre kashif, of course, is the famous simon for pious b'fnei atzma. Remember that during the 8 days of Sukkot, they worked it out. If you work out all of the korbanos, you let the various mishmaros run through the korbanos, and they each take the same number. They all end up getting the same number, except for two, which we make up. But because of that, we don't need the normal pious in which there's a choosing up. So who's going to get the schus for the one korban that's being brought? But when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, over there, we only have indeed par echad. So there you need to have a pious. Also, it is called a regular fenyatzmo legabe zman. Zman, again, is not clear. We're talking about legabe bracha shechiyano. This is legabe the mitzvah of saying the bracha shechiyano. It's also called a resh, which is regel b'fnei atzmo. Regel b'fnei atzmo is the most controversial. What is that supposed to mean? So someone regel b'fnei atzmo is the pshat in terms of birchas hamazon and in terms of tefillah. In other words, that you have to say Yom Shmini instead of saying Chag HaSukkah. So it has a completely different din. Tosfos learns regel b'fnei atzmo in terms of the din of Moed Katan. As the chashivas of a regel to be mevatel shloshim. If somebody kept before him shiva, then he has a shloshim. Or it counts, in other words, as 7 days. All right? And other pshatim as well. What is that's the pazar. Then we have the kosher. This is a korban b'fnei atzmo. It doesn't work in the seder ha-korbanos going down. Because if it did, there would be 6 parim today, now 1 part. So obviously it's completely different. Seder ha-korbanos. It has a shira b'fnei atzmo. Again, it's not exactly clear. Tosfos says the pshat shir b'fnei atzmo is that during Sukkot, we split each mizmor between 2 days. We would say, if you recall, the humbahi was the simon of what we say each day. So we would split half of a tehillah and then the other half of a tehillah the next day. Whereas here we say the entire, maybe mizmor, of lamdatzecha l'shminis. Possibly. The Tosfos discusses the mocker of what the shir is. Okay, others learn it has to do with the topic of the shir, particular topics, that we change the topic completely. And then it's also called shin, and it's also bracha. And bracha is also not clear. Bracha, mainly that we're mevorech the melech. There's a din of going and being mevorech the melech. We said that, I'll remember we learned earlier. That everybody shows up, shilach et ha'am, v'yavorech et ha'melech. It's connected with the saying that by, we brought it earlier, legabe the din of lina. Somebody who stays overnight, whether he has to once again say goodbye the next morning. Remember, thinking we brought a raya, someone stays over. Okay. In any event, but certainly not the Gavi Tashlumin. We proved in this Masechta that there is a halacha of Tashlumin of the last day of Sukkot for the first days of Sukkot. So then if we're already comparing, and you're telling me I'm comparing Shavuos to Chag HaSukkot and Chag HaPesach, why choose Chag HaPesach? Maybe we should compare it to give it 8 days of Tashlumin. Yeah, that's because Tafasta Merubah Lo Tafasta. But I'm sorry, I didn't say it inside. Avalini Tashlumin, Tashlumin Derishanu. Ditznan, we said earlier, Mi Shelo Chag, B'yom Tav HaRishon Shel Chag, Chogeg V'olech Et Kol HaRegel Kulei, V'yom Tav HaAchrit Shel Chag. As we said before, so you have the entire time. Why don't we use, therefore, that as the Makor for how many days of Tashlumin you have for Chag HaTzeres, Chag HaShavuos? Answers the Gemara, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta. If over here the Torah is making comparison to two things, you should always be Teifes, that which is 100%, which is, I mean, at least I know 7. You try to tell me 8, I said, how do you know maybe Torah is saying 7? So I'm forced to basically strip it down to what I'm absolutely sure of. This you're absolutely sure of. but wait a minute. That's only if the Torah didn't make a hekesh. We can't apply Occam's razor. I mean, we're not talking about logic, but we're saying the Torah made a hekesh. What was the purpose of the hekesh and the Chag HaSukkot if you're telling me that I'm only comparing it to Chag HaMatzos? Something's wrong. So then, Lamai Yochasa, Sister Maria, Lamai Yochasa, Gazman, Chag HaSukkot. What then would be the point of writing Chag HaSukkos. And that's a different issue. That's the halacha of Lina. We need to also compare Sukkos to Chag HaMatzos. Why is that? Chag HaSukkos is the lakushe l'Chag HaMatzos. Why Chag HaMatzos to Lina? We'll see that it says Beferish in Re'eh that when it comes to Pesach, you must stay overnight and only leave the next morning, the first morning of Chol HaMoed. You are not allowed to drive away after the first night of Yontif, like some of these children-in-laws do. They come for Yontif, then they drive away at night. And says, I couldn't work, we're going to business this. Come to visit me. Stay overnight already. Yeah? This is always a big argument in our house.
Motzechag,
that is to say. Motzechag, Rishon, whenever it is. And we know that. We know that this, therefore, is true about Chag HaSukkot as well. How do we know that by Pesach there's a din of Lina? Why do I have to leave in the morning? Why can't I leave now? I have to bring my korban. Let me leave. I brought my korban erev Pesach. Ella must be. You have to stay overnight. Now Rashi says it can't mean you have to stay overnight the night of the Akrov. It's korban Pesach. It's Yontem. You can't travel in Yontem anyway. That's no chiddush. Yeah, certainly, funny. So Baboka doesn't mean the next morning because the next morning I can't travel either.
Well, technically, we're the old sleeper.
Your house.
And not only that, the most you're going to get out of it is some empty bottles of skins. Enjoy. What do you think they're building all of those empty hotels
That's
for?
Right.
Nova hotels and Olive hotels. They're all there for a purpose.
16 years ago, I was sitting in a Gemara here, and this one guy was saying, another hotel I have to build, another hotel I have to build, without even looking up. Aliyah
Tarado. That's right. There you go. 100%. Okay. In any event, you should be zeicher b'ezras Hashem to see the people filling your home.
Right.
So, must mean, therefore, the first day of Chol HaMoed. The Maase Tosfos asks that would only be true if you hold the Tchumim or D'Oraisa. How about if you don't hold the Tchumim or D'Oraisa? So then what's the Raya? Maybe means to travel home on Yontif? There's no issue of going home on Yontif. If you go home on Yontif, what issue would there be, D'Oraisa, to go home on Yontif? I mean, maybe it means the next morning. So there's other approaches. Also, here's one of the Makaris to the Rambam Shita, that even the whole machlok is about Tchumim, D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan, is the Tchum of Alpayim Ama. The Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which is the Yeshir of the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, not everybody is made as D'Oraisa. So that's what it's referring to. But it's telling me, Fanisa Babo, because I've been talking to people who would have to travel. How are they going to get home anyway? Must be Fanisa Babo, because Metzai Yantum. Tonight, let's take a look now at our Mishnah. So now, for the first time, we're trying to relate, as Rabbi Yaakov did, the inyan of our Mishnah of Yom Tovoach to the Maimer that we just had today, just now, Rosh Hashanah, about the nature of Tashlumin. And let's see whether our Mishnah supports the idea that there is a concept of Tashlumim Shiva for Shavuos. Tonight, Hatzera Shechal Liyot Erev Shabbat, Beit Shammai Omrim Yom Tvoach Achar Shabbat, Beit Hillel Omrim Ein Lo Yom Tvoach. What does Ein Lo Yom Tvoach mean? My love, Ein Lo Yom Tvoach, period. There's no such thing as Tashlumim for Shavuos. If Shavuos comes out on a Shabbos, so then you can't bring Korbanos. You can't bring Korbanos, that's what you're supposed to do. But yeah, you certainly can't bring a Korban Riach HaGiga after Yom Tov, it's no longer Yom Tov. So it appears that the Mishnah, basically disagrees with the drasha that we just had. And that there is no din of Shivas Yomim for Shavuos. No, that's not what it means. It means, Ein Lo Yom Tvoach, there's no particular reason to have another day, to designate a day, this is the day of the Korbanos. Why can't you bring it on Yontif? It's Erev Shabbos, bring the Korban on Yontif, what's your problem? So that's what it's talking about, not Ein Lo Yom Tvoach Klal. Ein Atzricha Yom Tvoach. How could it mean that? So then we'll understand. Then what's the Chiddush? That what? the Mekriven Biyume, that you're allowed to bring the Karbonis on Erev Shabbos. I mean, obviously, that was what the Mishnah began with, that question, right? That was Machlokas, right at the first words of the Mishnah. Beis Hillel says that you're Makrivim, Shlomim, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Mevi'in Shlomim, Ve'in Sempchim Aleim, Avalo Olot, Beit Yalolim, Mevi'in Shlomim Ve'olot, Ve'zomchim Aleim. That's the opening of the Mishnah, that Beis Hillel holds, you bring Karbonas on Yom Tov. No, so I need another thing to say. Ein Yom Tov, if it comes out on Erev Shabbos, you don't need a Yom Tov. You don't need, of course you don't need a Yom Tov, you just said that. I don't need to mention that again. Must mean Ein Yom Tov. There's no such thing as a day for bringing Karbonas. Either you bring it on Yom Tov, or you don't bring it at all. Is that what the Beis Hillel is saying? So he seems to be undermining the whole idea of Tashlumim for Shavuos, which is a very strange thing, Bechlal. I mean, I understand Pesach, Sukkot, as long as it's still Pesach and it's still Sukkot, I could bring Karbonos. Does it make sense to bring a Karbon Ria when it's no longer Yom Tov? When it's time in the middle of the year, I'm going to bring a Karbon Ria. It's a weird kind of halacha. So apparently, huh?
But that's what the Hekesh means. It's illegal.
Apparently he doesn't hold to that, that's what the Hekesh means. So apparently not, no? Says the Gemara, no. Of course, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, yes, as we said. Yom Tvoach is not the equivalent of Tashlumi. He's not saying Ein La Tashlumi. He's saying Ein La Yom Tvoach. Yom Tvoach is that we should be miyachid at time to do the Tvicha, based, of course, on Tashlumi. So what he's saying is that there's no need for a Yom Tvoach. Mainly you missed the carbon, you didn't bring it, whatever it is. Fine, bring it whenever you want over the next 7 days. That's not, 6 days. That's not a problem. But there certainly is no need to say, I have the day of the Shechita. The day of the Shechita is Yom Tov. So say, that's repetitious, because you already said that. No, it's not repetitious. Why? Because I would say like this. Sigmar Tzricha. Diyashmina Baha. Let's say I just would have said the opening of the Mishnah. So I would have said, okay, Beit Shammai says, look, it's Yom Tov. Tomorrow is Thursday. Bring it on Thursday. What do you got to bring it today for? Since anyway, there's Tashlumin. There's a problem over here. Bring Decha Yom Tov. It's a Bisemech on Mitech. It's not really Tzarech Ed yet completely. Bring it better tomorrow and make use of the Tashlumin. How about if tomorrow is Shabbos? Come on, Beit Shammai, I'm going to tell the guy to bring it 2 days later. Yeah, already there, maybe Beit Shammai would say, okay, you're right, in this case, let's have it. I'll agree with Beis Hillel. So maybe over there, Yashmin Baha, Baha, come to Beit Shammai, Shem Dev Shalom Ocha, Ava Baha, in a case where Shavuot Zadid turns out to be Chal on Erev Shabbos, he may made it to the Beit Hillel. Maybe he's made it to Beit Hillel. And let's bring it on Yom Tov. So, I mean, we don't want to tell people. I mean, maybe people will then figure out, already it's so late, I didn't bring it. It's no connection anymore to Yom Tov. It's not even Yisroel Chag anymore, and they'll end up not bringing it. For that purpose already, Beit Shammai would be made. It's not right to put off because of the concerns. For Yom Tov, it's not right to put it off. And maybe over there I'll be made. Kamash Valanda, no, this is an absolute. Beit Shammai, there's no time that I bring the Karbonas on Yom Tov. On the other hand, so tell me just this case. I'll say, if in the case where it comes on an Erev Shabbos, Beit Shammai holds it, Afal Pik and Yom Tov is on Sunday, so Koshkein, if tomorrow we could bring it. So let me just say that case. No, because Yashmina Baha, so I would say only the part of the Mishnah that says the case where Yom Tov comes out on an Erev Shabbos. So then I would say, but how come with Beit Hillel? Maybe that's why Beit Hillel says that it's kedai to bring it on Yom Tov. It's because you don't want to put it off for 2 days. But, where tomorrow it's also possible to bring it Eimah Moed Elul Beit Shammai. Maybe over there Beit Hillel would agree to what Beit Shammai is saying, that better to do it already tomorrow than to rely on that being Deich V'Smicha for another day. Best thing is just do it already. Therefore, Tzricha, so Mela, the two clauses, the first clauses of the Mishnah, basically are telling me the same halacha, except each one is a chiddush. One lagabe Beit Hillel, one lagabe Beit Shammai. So we need to have both of them. Now, let me bring you Raya from here. Tosha. Mishka lo chag. Shivat Yemei HaPesach, V'shmeinas Yemei HaChag, V'yom Tov, take out this word HaRishon, V'yom Tov Shel HaTzeres, somebody who didn't keep the Korma Chagiga, all 7 days of Pesach, all 8 days of Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, or Yom Tov of Atzeres, whatever that means, for one day, Shuv Eino Chogeg, he doesn't have any more options. He can't bring his carbon anymore. So, I mean, in this context, it seems pretty clear, my love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, meaning the actual day of the Yom Tov. No. So what it means? It means he didn't keep it. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres means the Yom Tvoach Shel Atzeres. Oh, so you're telling me now that there's only one day of Tashlumin. There's only that particular day that we're miyachid for the Yom Tvoach, but you don't have Shivas Yemei Tashlumin. So that also seems to be, okay, before we thought we would be Deicha, the drosh of Rav Ashaya completely, and we would say maybe there's no such thing as Tashlumin. So no, there's not such a thing as Tashlumin. Maybe it's only one day. From here to tomorrow, it's only one day. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, that day, which is miyuchad for HaKrovas Korban HaMitzvah. So apparently, Nivshet Minei Dechad Yom Tvoach. And let's spring a raya from there, that there's only one day of makeup for Atzeres, and that's called the day of Tvoach. No, I mean, that already I could say, Ema Yemei Tvoach. I mean, maybe the meaning over there, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, is... you know, maybe they said it, of course it was oral, but maybe they said it as a contraction, you know, the Yat, the Yemei Tvoach, or the Yom Tov, or the Yom Tvoach, now you'll never know, right? So it's the Yemei Tvoach of Atzeret. Maybe that's the best, that you can't prove from here, isn't that enough of a diak? Toshma, let's see from here. Tani Rabba Bashma, Omra Tera Manei Yamim V'Kadesh Chodesh, the Tera has two places where you count days. Where is that? Where Bezdin is in charge the days of the month, in Kaveh de Chedesh. It's either 29 days or 30 days. And the Torah says, now, this is the day you have to make Kedesh. And it also says, Mnei Yamim HaKadesh HaTzeres. You count the 49 days, and you make a Yom Tov of HaTzeres. Ma Chodesh LeMinuyav, Af HaTzeret LeMinuyav. So Tainas, Rabba, Bar Shmuel, the same way that a Chodesh is always the day, you make a day Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh isn't in terms of hours or in terms of days, it's in terms of the day, the units that you count with. So to Atzeres is by the day. So apparently, my love, Gomar Michodesh, Mechodesh Yomechod of Atzeres Yomechod, as you're learning from here, that the number of days that you can use for a carbon for Shavuos is one day. As some learn, this means that it's adding a day of Tveya. Because I mean, well, I certainly don't need it to teach me Din of Yontif. I mean, that's Beferish in the Teres. What's I need to make a drasha that there's a Din of Yontif of Atzeres? So Lechora, what it's coming to tell me is that there's an additional Yom Tvoach. Others learn that it means that it's coming to tell me that there is no Yom Tvoach. In other words, just like there's only one day of Rosh Chodesh, period, there's only one day of Atzeres, period. You can't make up for it. Omar Rava, what kind of logic is that? Vatizbra, please. I mean, you're going to bring me a riot from Rosh Chodesh, it's only one day. Is it Svira now or not? No? So how many days is it today? How many days of Svira is it today? Hello? 21 days, which are? So apparently, there's also a mitzvah to say the weeks. You're certainly not going to tell me. As a matter of fact, there's even a shita that if you miss the days, you still, and you don't make a bracha on the days, you can still make a bracha on the day, on the seventh day each time. Yeah. A separate mitzvah to count the weeks. So if you weren't able to make a bracha yesterday, last night you could have made a bracha. Since you count separately the weeks, so let's say somebody missed a day, so he has to make a bracha. But when he gets to the third week or the fourth week, he can make a bracha on the week because today is the Shalosh Shavuot. No. Only on the weeks. A special mitzvah on the weeks. Yeah. I mean, you say the whole thing, but you're making a bracha on the counting of the weeks. So says Rava, Vatiz Rava. Let's say even he really was thinking about that. And that's what it's coming to tell me. What are you telling me? that you count 49 days. And you don't count the weeks. There's no dinner counting the weeks. Isn't the dinner Amar Abaye mitzvah l'mim ne'yumi? There's a mitzvah to count days. Dechtiv tisperu chamishim yom. And there's also mitzvah l'mim ne'shavui. Dechtiv shiva shavuot tisperu l'cha. It says beferish to count the number of weeks, 7 weeks. Not only that, I mean, I would point out to you the name of the holiday is the holiday of weeks. I mean, it's pretty strange calling the holiday of weeks the holiday which is counted by days, and you tell me dafka days and not weeks. Very suspicious sounding to me. Therefore, must be that the weeks are very significant. Ah, now it begins to make a little more sense. Maybe you should have a week, like a holiday of weeks, a week to have your tashlumin.
Or 2 weeks.
So if anything, I mean, bring right from here that you have Shiva Shimei Tashlumin. So therefore, this is, if anything, this backs up our contention. So the Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in a brisa, you know, if anything, it's showing you that there is a thing of Tashlumin for Shiva Shimei. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, there's a brisa that says, you have two psukim. And the psukim seem to, one after the other, they seem to be a mamish contradiction. How can the Torah say, on the one hand, ukrosem be'etzem ayoyim hazeh mikra kodesh, and the very next thing says, ubekutzurchem et ketzir artzachem. And I said, what's the connection? Bekutzurchem, I can't be ketzir, ketzir artzachem, on the day in which I'm being a mikra kodesh. Mikra kodesh is also basiyas b'mocha. So what are you telling me, ubekut? As if, and, oh yes, and on this day, ubekutzurchem et ketzir artzachem, lo techalem. There's no connection at all. Yontif, I can't be Kaitzer. It must be, therefore, that it's telling me that there's a connection of Katsir to Shavuos. And you're Kaitzer somehow on Shavuos. Ezehu Chag Shata Korei V'Kotzer Bo. So what Chag could there be that you call it a Mikra Kaidesh? And on the other hand, it's still possible to talk about the Kutzer Chem. It's got to be. It's got to be that's during Shavuos. When during Shavuos? Yontif? Shavuos. You know, be Yontif. There's no heter to be Kaitzer on Yontif. Shtira be Yontif Mishori. Elalav letashlum. It must be that Chag HaShavuos is indeed a week long. Except that it doesn't have any Chol HaMoed. So in other words, basically you have one day of Yontif, and the rest of Chag HaShavuos is Tashlumim of the Korbanos Chagiga V'Re'iyah, without any implications for Asiyas Melacha, not Minoraisa, not Minorabbanan. But it's still called the Chag that you're Kaitzer. Well, it depends what you're in the mood for, actually. No. But it's telling me that now, I'm sure now is the time you're going to be doing your Ketzira this time of the year. Be careful to leave Peya, Matanes, Lanin, all of the Chiyuvim. The Afagab. Now look, we have, this is pretty good rye over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So, Afagab, Itmar, we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Oshaya. So what did we say? We brought our first, our opening raya was that there's a tashlumin we brought from the Hekesh to Chagamatzos. Let's say that's all I would have had. Wouldn't you have thought that it's coming to tell me that there's a din of Chol HaMoed? Right? Because, you see, we're used to Chol HaMoed as being defined by days that are trapped between two Yom HaTovim. But that's, in a sense, that's just a prejudice. In other words, let's say there was no such thing as Shmini Atzeres. The way that Chazal put it is really Shmini Atzeres supposed to be 50 days after, just like Atzeres of Shavuos supposed to be 50. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want Klal Yisrael to have to bother coming back to make a new Aliyah Regel in the wintertime. It's raining, it's hard. That's what Medrash says. But let's say it would have been like that. So it would have been no last day of Sukkot. Obviously, still would have been Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Chol HaMoed Sukkot is not dependent on there being a last day Yontif. Pesach also. Chol HaMoed Pesach is because Pesach is 7 days. It happens to be there's a Yontif on the 7th day for Gris Yamsuf and so on. But it's a prejudice to think that Chol HaMoed has something to do with an entrapment between 2 days of Yontif. So suppose the Torah would have just made the Hekesh that we had of Rabbi Shaya. So what I've thought, the Torah is being makish, Chag HaShavua is the Chag HaPesach, to tell me, just like Chag HaPesach is Shivas Yomim, Shlukish is Shivas Yomim. So why then does the Torah say on the 50th day? Because the 50th day is a Yontif. But the next 6 days are Shavuos, they're just not Yontif. And therefore they have the same din as Chol HaMoed. If there's an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed, so whatever dinim you give to Chol HaMoed, you give to those days. How would I know that it's completely Chol? So I would have thought, just like the days of Tashlum and Chag HaMatzis are all Otzer Basiyas Malacha because they're also Chol HaMoed, so after Shlumi Atzeres, I said the same thing is true about Shavuos. It should be Otzer Basiyas Malacha. We should call it the Chol HaMoed of Shavuos and keep it like we do every Chol HaMoed. Kamash, when comes along Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's din, that no b'kutzrechem. That's the whole point. You should be going to work and doing your katsir and so on and so forth. There's no concept bichlal of anything that relates to malacha on the other days of Chag HaShavuos. And nonetheless, it's Chag HaShavuos. It's an amazing concept. So, the only thing that we still retain of this issue is the Gabi Tachanun and so on. When you're spadim, we retain a little bit of it. But we've lost the sense of it. It's really being Chag HaShavuos. Because we don't bring korbanos. But at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person would be bringing a korban, Ria Korban Chagiga, during these days. It's an amazing idea. So it's not so poshut that the din of Chol HaMoed is not necessarily a reflection of the shame of the time. So therefore, I need now Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov's drasha from the Kutzrechem. But suppose I would have just known Kutzrechem, it's Ktiratzechem. What would I have known? I would have known that the Torah is clearly telling me that Shavuos is not as simple as you think. And that the first day of Shavuos is not the whole Shavuos. Okay, what is the whole Shavuos? Another day, another 2 days, what's the whole Shavuos? All I can prove is that there is a Shavuos on a day of Ketzira. But I don't know how many days that is. Therefore, even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, lo yadana kama, how would I know how many days of the Tashlumim? Therefore, kamash, when the Rav Elazar, on Rav Hoshaya, that it compares it to the Chag HaMatzis. Just like Chag HaMatzis, the Tashlum, you have a total of 7 days. Shavuos is 7 days. But those other days, besides the Yontif, are days of Bekutzrechem. They're days of doing actual Malacha, and not days of Chol HaMoed. Beit Shammai Omrim Mevi'im Shelamim Ve'in Somchim Aleihem Avalo Olot Beit Hillel Omrim Mevi'im Shelamim Ve'olot Ve'somchim Aleihem Atzeret Shechaliot Berev Shabbat Beit Shammai Omrim Yom Tvoach Shelo Akara Shabbat U'Beit Hillel Omrim Ein Lo Yom Tvoach U'modim She'im Chala Liyot B'Shabbat She'yom Tvoach Akara Shabbat But Ein Kohen Gadol Mitlabesh B'Keilav Or B'Keilim Mutarim Be'Hesper U'Beta'anit Why? Shelo V'Kayim Divrei Omrim Atzeret Achar HaShabbat. Omar Rabbi Elazar Amar Loshai Aminayin Latzeret Sheyesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shiva. Shenamar B'Chag HaMatzot B'Chag HaShavuot B'Chag HaSukkot Makish Chag HaShavuot L'Chag HaMatzot Ma'Chag HaMatzot Yesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shiva V'Chag HaShavuot Yesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shiva V'Yema Makish L'Chag HaSukkot Ma'Chag HaSukkot Yesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shmona V'Chag HaShavuot Yesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shmona. No, Shmini Rega B'Fnei Atzmo, I thought. I'm a damn Shmini Rega B'Fnei Atzmo. I'm a Lenin in Sarkashim. Avalayi Tashlumin, Tashlumin the Rishonu. The Tzah Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tavar Rishon Shachak Kol Gege Kol HaRega Kulot V'Ed Yom Tavar Achar Shachak. It's because the fasta Meruba to compare to Sukkot Lo Tafasta. The fasta Mua to compare to Pesach Tafasta. So then Lomai Hilchot HaKatvei Rachmanu L'Chag HaSukkot. Nakushe L'Chag HaMatzot. Ma Chag HaMatzot to Unlina. Achag HaSukkot to Unlina. V'halta Minaran V'chiv U'fanita B'Boker V'halacha L'Halecha. So now, Atzeret, Shekam Liyot Erev Shabbat. Beit Shammai Amrim Yom Tvach Achar Shabbat. Beit Hillel Amrim Ein Lo Yom Tvach. Doesn't that mean Ein Lo Yom Tvach? And there's no such thing as Tashlumim. No, it means Ein Etzricha Yom Tvach. So then what's its Kamash Mong? What? Mekavina B'Yume? That's the Mishnah. Fliga B'Chod HaZina, the Tanan. Beit Shammai Amrim Meivim Shlamim Ein Tzomkim Aleihem Aval Olot. Ubeit Hillel Amrim Meivim Shlamim Ve'olot Ve'zomkim Aleihem. But no, I need both examples of the machlok. The Ashmina Bahava Kamar Beit Shammai Mishum Dav Shalom Achar. So put it off for a day. What's a big deal? Aval in a case Baha Emma Modelul Beit Hillel, not to put it off for 2 days. ויש מן הבאה, אבל כאן בבית הלל משום דלא אפשר למחה. אבל בא, אם אומר את הבית שמי, צריכה. תשמע. מי שלא חג, שבעת ימי הפסח, שמונת ימי החג, ויום טוב של עצרת, שוב אינו חוגג. למה אליו, יום טוב של עצרת, זה די עצוב. לא, יום תבוח. סדה, אוקיי, פיין, let's see, יום תבוח. נפשם נדח עד יום תבוח, איקה? לא, אלה ימי תבוח. תשמע, תודה רבה בשמוע, אמר התור, מנה ימים וקדש חודש, מנה ימים וקדש עצרת, מה החודש של מנויה? אף עצרת למנויה. So my love, gomar mechodesh. If a chodesh is yom echad, avatzeret is yom echad. Omar Rabba v'tizbra, atzeret is only yomi menina, shvui lo menina. Omar Abay, mitzvah l'mimne yomi, tachliv tisprul chabishim yom, u'mitzvah l'mimne shavui, tachliv shiva shavuot tispar lecha. V'yod, chak ha-shavuot k'tiv. Dvei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, Omar Akra, on the one hand, וקראתם בעצם היום הזה מקרא קדש. And on the other hand, בקוצרכם בתקצירה ארצכם, איזהו חג שאתה קוצר, קורא וקוצר. אבל יום הזה חג עצרת. Now what does that mean? אין מתאים לנו ביום טוב, קצירה ביום טוב, זה עשר. אלא לאו לתשלומים. The truth is, רב אגב, להתמר לרב אלעזר, אמר רב הושעיה, to learn it from the הקש. I still need רב אלעזר בן יעקב. ואם אין רב אלעזר אומר רבו שעיה, אבא מינה, מה תשלומי של חג המצות אסתול חלמוי, and it's עוצר בעשיית מלאכה, אף תשלומי עצרת, נעמי עוצר בעשיית מלאכה. Therefore, כמש, מן רב אלעזר בן יעקב, but if I only would have known the idea of קראתם וקצרתם, רב אלעזר בן יעקב, I would never have known how many days that's supposed to be. לא יודע נקמה. כמש, מן רב אלעזר בן יעקב, it's compared to חג הפסח.